Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's official. The House of Representatives has voted to give final approval to the articles of impeachment against President Trump, triggering what will be the only third presidential impeachment trial in U.S. history. That trial in the Republican-controlled Senate expected to start next Tuesday. Let's get the latest from NPR's Claudia Grisales on Capitol Hill. Claudia, what a day. Just your take on it. I mean, what's the feeling there?
Well, it is a very busy day. It's very structured, though. There's a very tight schedule to all the plans. It's historic, but they're meeting all their marks today, if you will. Yeah. So it started out with Speaker Pelosi announcing these managers for this prosecution team that will present the impeachment to the Senate, and then just recently wrapped up with the latest phase, which was that historic vote. And now we await this walk across the Capitol to move the articles physically from the House to the Senate.
Very ritualistic. They'll be carried in a box from one end to the other. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had the last word before that vote that you just mentioned. This was during the House debate that preceded the vote that formally sent two articles of impeachment to the Senate. Let's listen.
This is as serious as it gets for any of us. Only the vote to declare war would be something more serious than this. We take it very seriously. It's not personal. It's not political. It's not partisan. It's patriotic.
You said there was sort of a sense of that historic moment, but we also have President Trump's press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, sending out a statement saying the only thing Speaker Pelosi has achieved with this sham, illegitimate impeachment process is to prove she's focused on politics instead of the American people. I mean, I know you're there on Capitol Hill, but what's your sense that, you know, the Democrats are able to get over that this is a powerful, profound, historic moment and not politics?
Yes, they have stuck with that theme, that despite all of these objections from Republicans and the president, and Speaker Pelosi took direct aim at that, even though I said, you know, that I was pushing this process along and looking at Republicans, and it frustrated you about my comments with impeachment, I'm sticking with them. We have to stick with our constitutional duty here. So it's kind of that same thing. We're hearing more of that same, more of that defense today from Democrats.
Well, and more of just a complete divide. Here are the Republicans defending the president, Representative Doug Collins of Georgia. Let's listen.
This is all they wanted. It was a political impeachment. They said he is impeached for life. This shows the true motivation, I believe, of the other side. It is their dislike for this president and the good work he is doing.
Now, this sounds like the impeachment inquiry itself, you know, the same voices and the same back and forth. It will be different in the Senate just because it's a different procedure, right?
It will be a different procedure, and we just saw all this take place in a democratically controlled chamber, and now we're moving to a Republican controlled chamber. And a lot of Senate Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, have been very vocal about what a sham this process has been. And so they'll be determined to make sure they reverse the roles here, if you will, and point out the president's defense and expect him to be exonerated.
Yeah, but we understand that they won't be able, they won't be standing up and speaking as they did in the House. It's more like a courtroom. Questions will be written. So we may not hear as much of that. You know, if you're calling it political posturing, if someone does, we might not hear as much of it in the Senate, although we'll see it in the way the procedures are laid out, the rules are laid out. And talk about that. Do we know any more about the big debate over witnesses?
So the witnesses will probably come in the second phase of the trial. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, has been very tight-lipped. Outside of a few Republican members of sharing the resolution that will set out the first phase, he says it will mimic a lot of what the Clinton impeachment trial looked like, where both sides will have the opportunity to present their case. However, that second phase is when they're going to address witnesses. So that's going to be a big question mark heading into this.
Yeah, and a White House senior administration official spoke to reporters, I'm not sure if you were there, but said that he or she, they were anonymous, doesn't think there's going to be any need for witnesses in this trial. They think it'll be over quickly because it's, you know, again, as we said, a sham and a nothing burger. Who was the lone House Democrat who voted with Republicans today in the House to oppose the articles of impeachment.
Yes, this is Colin Peterson of Minnesota. He previously had voted against the articles themselves. He's in a very conservative district as far as Democrats are concerned, so he's not quite a surprise. It's interesting because last time there were two Democrats in the House who voted against impeachment, but now one of them, Representative Van Drew of New Jersey, is now a Republican. So that just left the lone Democrat, Colin Peterson, to vote against the transmission of these articles today.
And Claudia, we have less than a minute. What happens between now and Tuesday when the trial starts? Is much of this getting ready for Tuesday behind closed doors, or will we see it?
So this is going to be a lot of procedural back and forth. Once the Senate accepts those articles, the senators need to be sworn in for this trial. They'll have to, the White House will also receive a summons. They'll have an opportunity to respond. In the meantime, the trial will start Tuesday. But until now and then, a lot of folks will be busy on this Hill, that new House impeachment team managers that will present the cases as well as the senators who will be preparing as jurors.
NPR's Claudia Grisales will be watching all of it on Capitol Hill. Claudia, thank you.
Thanks for having me.